We're joined in studio now by Daryl Gissel, the Chief Administrative Officer for Mayor President Sharon Weston Broome, and Mark Armstrong, who's the Communications Director, and they're here to talk about the vote Saturday. Voters in the prospective village of St. George will be casting ballots Saturday to determine whether we will have the village of St. George or not. And, of course, we know the mayor and others are not in favor. Daryl has brought in the first publication of the St. George Leader with publisher Woody Jenkins, who, of course, is a very eloquent man and has an open invitation to appear on this show because he has emerged as the speaker for St. George. And, Daryl, through the years, you and Woody Jenkins, I think you've gotten along well. He was a Democrat when you were a Republican. Now he's a Republican when you're working for a Democrat.
Right.
So things kind of go in cycles in life. And Woody Jenkins wants this St. George in the worst way, and you don't think it's a good idea. Why not?
Well, I think what we're stuck with, Jim, is trying to clean up misinformation. The mayor recently turned a lot of this viral misinformation. Woody's recent publication says the city, proposed city, wouldn't have to raise taxes to incorporate itself. And he also talks about the fact in his article, he says that Central has a huge budget surplus with lower taxes than the city of Baton Rouge. Well, totally false. When you look at it, Central has 133 mil property tax. The unincorporated area of East Baton Rouge Parish, which this proposed area would be, it currently has 116 mils, and the core of the city of Baton Rouge has 121 mils. So we continue to have misinformation going out to voters. Central had to raise not only their property tax, but also their sales tax. They have a 10.45% sales tax. Baton Rouge, incorporated and unincorporated, has a 9.95% sales tax. So voters were concerned or being deceived in terms of information.
Essentially, we're saying, Jim, is that it doesn't – what they're proposing doesn't make sense. They're making promises that they can't keep, essentially, and that the budget isn't realistic for to cover the basic services that they claim that they're going to be able to cover with it.
877-217-5757. And if you're in favor of St. George, we'd like to hear from you. You can send us an email as well to talk@talklouisiana.org. And voter turnout was particularly high in Baton Rouge in early voting. And I know some people who are in the know about things and do not live in St. George or what it would be St. George and thought they were going to have a vote on this. But, of course, they do not.
Right.
Only the people in the proposed area. And the proposed area is kind of a hodgepodge. For example, I don't live in St. George, but I think we're in the prospective St. George as we speak.
It's hard to keep up with those boundaries a little bit.
I think you're right, Jim, but there's one little piece on Corsi that's not. I mean, it's hard to go through those little boundaries.
They may have gerrymandered you out just on purpose.
Well, but as a business owner, I pay taxes.
Right.
And you're telling me that my taxes might go up as a result of this endeavor. Why are you so sure of that?
Give an example. The proposed city prepared their budget in January of 2018, really with no input from anyone. Revenue figures show that they're $13 million less than what they estimated in income. They base their expenditure saying that they represent 19.2% of the whole, so therefore their expenses are going to be 19.2% of the whole. Doesn't work that way. I mean, it's simplified but not necessarily correct. Mm-hmm. Legacy costs alone are going to be handled at the council meeting today. They budgeted $4 million for legacy costs, which has to do with retirement costs for former people who have serviced that area. They budgeted $4 million. The initial look at that is $5.3 million, which doesn't include a lot of other costs that are associated with retirement.
We think
that number's probably at least $5 to $10 million off.
Yeah, really just half of the legacy cost is what we estimate is what they've actually been able to budget for tonight. As he said, they're going to have a vote on it for the retirement board. And that's really – it's going to already – what they're negotiating is already going to exceed what they've budgeted for legacy costs. And that doesn't include all the other legacy costs that have yet to be negotiated.
Mark Armstrong, the communications director for the mayor's office, and Daryl Gissel, the chief administrative officer, they are with us talking about the prospective city of St. George. And Matt Doyle, our producer, has looked at the map. He says that, yes, we right now are in the prospective city, but across the street, Jimmy John's is not. So that shows you how crazy this is, and we see this with congressional maps. But it means, I suppose, if something happens across the street, one police force would show up, if something happened here, another would show.
The proposed group is actually saying then that they would handle drainage on their own. Drainage is another one of those issues. You can't segment by boundary lines. We have about $645 million of drainage money coming in East Baton Rouge Parish. The mayor's been adamant. We've worked on a stormwater master plan to try and make sure we're doing everything in a concise method. The last thing you want to do is break up important issues like drainage.
And, Jim, I suppose you can do whatever you want to do, but you just have to actually have the budget for it, which we argue they don't.
All right. 877-217-5757. We will spend some more time with Daryl Gissel and Mark Armstrong, and the vote is Saturday, as in 3 days, back after this pause for the news. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle and Kirby Ferries are producing today, and your number is 877-217-5757. What do you think about the Village of St. George? It will happen if a majority of the voters in the village, the proposed village, say yes. There are 86,000 people in this area, 56,000 voters, and Mark Armstrong, one of our guests, says it would be the fifth or sixth.
It's going to be the fifth largest city in Louisiana, if successfully incorporated, larger than Lake Charles.
Larger than Lake Charles. So I guess that would be behind New Orleans or Baton Rouge, Shreveport and Lafayette. Mm-hmm. And then we would have St. George. Mm-hmm. And Baton Rouge would probably drop to third.
It's going to take about a quarter of the population out of the city parish consolidated government.
But we still, another misconception among many is that Sharon Weston Broom will still be the president of the parish.
Yes, that is true.
She is not being carved out of this. It's just another layer of activity like we have in these other entities. And a listener notes, what's the difference between this and Central? The world didn't end, Daryl Gissel, when Central became a city. And right. Merrill says, what would be the big deal about St. George?
The difference when Central broke away, it was really a small entity. I think at the time of their incorporation, they probably only had about 15,000 people. Financially, in terms of the whole, we have a consolidated government. It was actually beneficial for the whole for that breakaway to happen because it was a remote area. There were a lot of services going in that area. As Mark talked about, this is greatly different. This would be 86,000 people. The effect on the consolidated government would be huge. The cost that they would have to take over, I think their land mass is 49 mm-hmm. Miles or whatever, huge in terms of scope.
All right. A couple of questions from NURUL Neural, I believe, wants to know if the Mall of Louisiana is in the proposed area.
No, the Mall of Louisiana was actually incorporated into the city of Baton Rouge years ago.
What about the Country Club of Louisiana?
It is actually in the city limits.
It's in the city limits. And
it's interesting because the city limits kind of skirt right around the Country Club.
There you go. Okay. When you say the city limits, it's the...
The city limits are rents.
It is in
the
St.
George area would take in the archives and the area on that side of the interstate.
Okay. 877-217-5757. And another listener, Ryan, asked about the composition of these 56,000 voters. Now, East Baton Rouge Parish over time, and this is not a political statement, it's just a fact, it's become a Democratic stronghold. Sharon Weston Broom won here. Kip Holden won here three times. Hillary Clinton was victorious in East Baton Rouge Parish. So was President Obama twice. So was Foster Campbell against John Kennedy. So was Mary Landrieu against Bill Cassidy in his own hometown. And John Bel Edwards got 68% of the votes in East Baton Rouge Parish 4 years ago when mm-hmm. he ran for governor. So if it were a parish-wide vote, there's no doubt that this would be dead on arrival. But it's not a parish-wide mm-hmm. vote. The composition of St. George is different. It is more right. conservative, more Republican than the rest of the parish. How much?
Well, it is a conservative Republican area, and I think one of the points we're trying to make is that conservatively, I mean, as one who has been involved in Republican efforts for a long time, Republicans don't believe in more government. This is adding another layer of government and an extra cost entity. They say they can run the city of 86,000 with five employees. That just doesn't make a lot of sense.
The gerrymandering that went into putting this proposed city together, the boundaries of them, I think was very clever on their aspect for trying to sway the vote or stack the vote one particular direction over another. I think they've tried to make a lot of their campaign not so much about they make all these promises, but on the other hand, they're trying to say, hey, you didn't vote for the mayor-president down here, and they're trying to make it about her as much as possible, where she's been very savvy on, hey, we're not going to make this about me. We're going to make this about going forward, how's this going to affect you permanently? And, you know, someone just asked the question, what's the big deal about Central? Well, it's not a big deal if you don't mind paying higher taxes, and that's what happened in Central.
Well, the schools were an issue, and some people believe that the village of St. George would have improved schools. Is that something you
I think
embrace?
What they all need to face on schools in East Baton Rouge Parish is, if you've been here long enough, you remember the fact that we went through a 40-year consent decree. Mm-hmm. That consent decree almost destroyed our schools, and it really goes back to the fact that the school board in days of old didn't take care of business. We've come out of that consent decree. The school system is rebuilding itself very aggressively. Test scores have gone up. New facilities are being built. It's obvious in Central that if you want to break apart a school system, you're going to have extra cost. We think we're better having that system together across the board. This East Baton Rouge school system has some fabulous magnet programs, some fabulous schools like Baton Rouge High. In that whole area of the proposed area, there are no failing schools.
Jim, you'll recall that we had a couple of pretty high-profile endorsements recently. Of course, we had the sports stars there, Skip Bertman and Roger Cador. And we also had the business community come out, in particular the week before. That included ExxonMobil and some other high-profile business groups. And there was a bit of mixed opinion about why they were coming out from their own mm-hmm. personal, but particularly for some of the larger industries, they have invested millions of dollars in the East Baton Rouge School right. District. It's easy to talk about how, they're not great schools. They've made tremendous, tremendous improvements in the past decade, in part through those investments. And, I mean, graduation rates, I think, in the last decade have gone up 14%. I mean, this is no small gain. They came out and endorsed staying united because they don't want to see that turned around. They don't want to see that progress end in East Baton Rouge schools when we've really taken them forward in so many ways.
And Exxon, as a corporate leader, certainly has invested lots in education. That's where most of their corporate philanthropic dollars go.
There's also other businesses that they just don't want to pay the higher taxes, yeah. and they think it's a bad plan, and they don't want to be caught in the middle of it.
All right. A few more questions from listeners. A statement here from Daryl Hunt. Be careful what you wish for. Just ask the British. I think he's referring to Brexit. And another listener, Jordan, asks, what happens to the rest of the parish if St. George is approved? Does the rest of the parish suffer?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think the whole suffers. We're consolidated. We've had a consolidated government since 1947. It was an early consolidation, which is a good economic model to cut governmental costs. You don't have extra layers of government. The estimate is that if the breakaway happens, it takes away about $43 million out of the general fund, and it means that the core of the city is going to really be cut back way in services also.
And turnout is high. You know, each side is saying that's beneficial for their side. Daryl, I remember you were the executive director right. of the Republican Party. You know what turnout means. Usually it means good things for Democrats, but I'm having a hard time seeing this as a Democratic versus Republican issue.
Yeah, we think this is it's really a community issue. It's not a political issue. Realizing that the incorporators had to get people to sign a petition in order to get this on the ballot, they have a core of people who they've worked to get to sign. We want the masses out there to vote because we think the majority of people are not in favor of this.
56,000 people will be potentially voting. And last governor's election, we only had a 40% turnout, an abysmal turnout.
Right.
This time, it's probably going to be, I would guess, closer to 50. And in this particular area, it may be 60 or 70.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we're talking 30,000, 40,000 people will vote, meaning that basically 15,000 to 20,000 people will determine whether this happens or not.
And I think a question is, when you wake up on Sunday morning, do you want to remain living in Baton Rouge, or do you suddenly want to be in a new city? Do you want to have to change your address? It really becomes an identity issue also.
So does this mean a mayor's office, a police office,
yes.
Firefighters?
It does.
So how are you going to do it?
They already have their own fire department. I mean, okay. They will have to there have a mayor, a council, et cetera. So, again, it creates another layer of government that has a cost.
Yeah.
Hard to do it with just five employees.
Right.
And so the mayor, of course, this was a campaign issue. Her opponent, Bodie White, was in the forefront in the legislature of trying to make St. George happen. He backed away from it in his campaign.
Yes, he did.
But the mayor won, I think, 52-48% over Bodie White in the 2016 election. Then it went away and came back. Is there any way it could have, in retrospect, it could have been stopped from getting to where it is right now?
The mayor had conversations with the organizers early on. I think the sentiment, even Bodie acknowledged in the mayor's race, that he thought if he was elected that he might have the ability to try and talk them out of going forward. So as close as he was to the group, he still had a question whether he could stop it. I think these people just determined they think that their approach is correct.
All right. Well, it's the old axiom, follow the money. And
right.
This is one from Tracy asking, is there money to be made off a new city?
This actually follows something called the Cityhood Initiative, which is a nationwide thing where some of these areas have broken off. Like Mark said, this would be the largest of its kind. One of the big issues
one
with the city—
One of the largest in America.
One of the largest of its kind.
One of the issues with the Cityhood Initiative is once you privatize everything, the transparency really goes away. In city parish government, if we issue a contract, it has a lot of public scrutiny. Once you do this method, you lose that scrutiny. So the question is, who gets the money and where does it go?
This initiative started, remember, as a initiative to create new schools, a new school district. That's not on the ballot.
Right.
I mean, it could ultimately lead to it in a couple of years, and they say it will. But I think that's important for voters to remember that you're not voting on new schools. You're voting on creating a redundant layer of government.
Silas writes, who will benefit financially? Political consultants have earned tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars working this issue. One can reasonably suspect they are not alone. And there is already the St. George Leader, and
yes.
I suspect that it has advertising in the pages of the St. George Leader.
Right.
And Woody Jenkins, you got to give him credit. He's been ferocious in this endeavor. He does not live in St. George. But
exactly.
he is fighting for the creation of St. George. And I heard one of the proponents the other day say, if you don't live, shut up. Well, that means Woody Jenkins should shut up. But he's not shutting up. And is it going to be a close vote?
We've always thought it would be close. And again, we're trying to overcome years of misinformation that's been promulgated among these people.
That's why we need people to get out and
vote. All right. Well, thank you, Darrell Gissel. Thank you, Mark Armstrong.
Thank you.